Talking today with Dr. Ron Scholler with the Great Plains Canola Association Executive Director. Dr. Scholler, here we are. We're right on the cusp of getting this 2016 winter canola crop put into the ground. The window of opportunity to plant is upon us. September 10th is that theoretical starting date based on crop insurance standards. What are you hearing right now out in the country as producers try to make their decisions, buy seed, set up their equipment, all these type of things?
What we've worked really hard to do in Oklahoma, Ron, is to build a canola culture. We can't be in and out. You're either, as someone said recently, you're either a wheat farmer or you're not a wheat farmer. And we'd say the same thing about canola. You're either a canola grower or you're not. So you don't get to set one out if we're going to grow this industry. So we've taken some had some challenges with the weather, and the prices are of everything are not as good as they were during the peak. Everything's dropped about 50%. And so a lot of guys are still making a choice, making decisions on what they're going to grow. But we're still optimistic that we can at least maintain our acres from the last year. We took some drop from 14 because of that disastrous year we had, but we had a much better year this year. So we're optimistic that we're going to maintain our acres.
Now, you know, you've indicated that we're obviously looking at depressed commodity prices kind of across the board, but still the ratio of canola price to wheat price is pretty good.
It's still good. It's not as good as it was. Let's have a moment of truth here. But we should not forget, we should remember why we started growing canola anyway, and that was the benefits to the wheat crop. We know that we get a 10 to 20% yield bump with wheat following canola. We know we can clean up the grassy weeds in canola that we can't clean up in wheat. And we know that we're going to produce cleaner wheat, which has been one of the issues here in our state is our quality hasn't been as good as our markets wanted. So we still have those benefits. Now, those incredibly high prices we had for canola led to a lot of profitability, and that's come down. Those have come down, obviously, but they've come down for everything. So we still think and we insist that there's still a really good case that can be made and should be made for canola and growing canola. Those benefits have not gone away. As a matter of fact, we know more about them now than we did 10 years ago or 15 years ago when we started with the crop.
And you know, right now, you know, as you pencil out the budget, it costs a little bit more to grow canola than wheat, but still, at the end of the day, that price that seems to be out there next May, June is pretty strong.
Yes. One of the things that would-be grower canola growers or experienced canola growers need to remember is the price at this time of the year has been much lower than the price at harvest. If we look at how canola prices have performed, the best price has been right off the combine. We know that there are rules or principles, rules of thumb for other crops, third, a third, and a third. But if you look at canola performance, it has been sell it off the combine. The prices have not improved as time has gone on. Now, I don't guarantee – it's like the weather. I don't guarantee anything here, but that's – looking at history, that's certainly been the case.
Right.
And we are looking at a much better price for new crop canola, the crop that's about to go into the ground.
And for our folks that are looking at that, they've obviously been shopping for maybe the seed that they want to go with for 2016 already. But for folks that are still making up their minds on that, we have a pretty good set of seed suppliers. It looks like we've got, you know, obviously we continue to have had a lot of diversity on the seed that's available.
Right. Industry has done a nice job of getting engaged here and making their products available. You don't grow an industry without that, and they certainly have been engaged. And we have good varieties available. Growers need to use a very, really sharp pencil for any of the commodities right now. If you look at the budgets, it'll be a challenge to find profit for anything we might grow. I've heard that some of our winter crop growers are thinking about putting in summer crops. Well, there's a reason why we don't grow more summer crops west of I-35. Occasionally, they'll do well, but we have to remember we're in the southern Great Plains, and those rains can be very deceiving from one year to the next, and that's why we grow winter crops, and that's why we'll stay with winter crops if we're going to be successful on a long-term basis. That argues for wheat and canola, which work extremely well in rotation.
I know that one of the challenges we've had at the front end has been working with that planting window that's determined by RMA.
Yeah, September the 10th to October the 10th, it's one of the tightest planting windows we have for any of our crops. But our growers are experienced, and they know how to get it in. We need a little help from Mother Nature here. We still have some subsoil moisture from all the early rains, of course, from some places. But we need some surface rain. We need some rain across the belt. And, of course, if it looks like we may be getting some soon, hopefully right at about the right time.
Overall, as you think about the attitude, you alluded to the fact that 2014 was a mighty tough year. The success we had in 2015, do you think that'll translate into fairly good number of acres again for 16?
Well, we're optimistic that it will, and we just keep as I call it, making the case for canola, because our growers need to remember what it's going to do for their wheat crop. It'll make them a better wheat farmer. And obviously, we're hoping to make some profit with canola also, and we need to maintain these acres. We need to grow these acres, and we don't need to go backwards if we're going to grow this industry. So we're optimistic.